Good morning and welcome to everyone. Please let us stand. Jesus, stand among us in your risen power. May this time of worship be a hallowed hour. Amen. The processional hymn this morning is 269. Hark, 10,000 voices.
Beginning on page 201. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Let us say together the collect for purity. Almighty God.
Almighty God.
To whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthy magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins, penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Let us pray. Almighty God,
Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
season. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, beginning at verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, "Mortal, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, Ah, you shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat. You clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. You have not strengthened the weak. You have not healed the sick. You have not bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strayed. You have not sought the lost. But with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and scattered they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep were scattered. They wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, with no one to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild animals, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves, and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, I am against the shepherds, and I will demand my sheep at their hand, and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, so that they may not be food for them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We sing the canticle, the Easter anthems, page 121.
Thank you.
The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, beginning at verse 5. The next day, their rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem, with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, all of whom were the high priestly family. When they made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among the mortals by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
We sing the hymn number 92, "How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds." Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John chapter 10, beginning at verse 11. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep.
I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please do be seated. May the words of my lips and the thoughts of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm very pleased to be here this morning to celebrate this service, Holy Communion, at the invitation of your rector, Canon Robert. And I have to, I have to go on afterwards to Mara Hamlet. So if I feel this sermon this morning is a little bit long, I will know for the next one to make a few adjustments. Today is commonly known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Hence, the Gospel and the Old Testament and the Epistle readings. And it's quite a challenge, I think, to preach on Good Shepherd Sunday, this fourth Sunday of Easter. You cannot really deal with it without talking about sheep and shepherds, because they feature very prominently in today's readings, as indeed on this day every year. And the images of God, our shepherd, and Jesus as our good shepherd. And it's such a familiar one, isn't it? And I have to wonder, is it still of help to us? It is rather old-fashioned, isn't it? In biblical times, everyone knew a shepherd. It would have been a very familiar and a very useful metaphor. But is that still the case today? And yet, somehow, this image of the shepherd continues to speak to us as people of faith. Psalm 23 is still one of our most beloved psalms and passages in Scripture. And just as Jesus as the Good Shepherd is still one of the most familiar ways of thinking about him and picturing him. And as I thought about why this is still the case in this very modern post-agricultural world of ours, it struck me that the answer is really quite simple. We all long for a shepherd. We all know that we need someone to protect us, to guide us, to lead us. We are at times a lot like sheep, and sheep need shepherds. The world then and now looks for someone to lead because we need someone to give a lead. And I suspect that is why superhero movies are still popular and probably always will be, because our world needs heroes. Our world needs leaders. But above all, our world desperately needs good and faithful shepherds. Our world certainly needs a good shepherd right now. And we need someone that we trust to lead us. As a nation and all around the world, we are these days in uncharted territory. Times like these are when we need a shepherd more than ever. Because we are a lot like sheep. And so whether it's an old-fashioned image or not, it's still true. We are still a lot like sheep. So I'm going to keep using the image for a few minutes, especially this Sunday. And this morning, just to mention a couple of ways that it's still, I think, helpful to think of us as sheep and what that can teach us in our life of faith. In this moment when we are so in need of a shepherd. Well, one thing is this. First of all, sheep are known as flock animals. They like to be together. They don't do so well on their own. There is safety in numbers, and sheep seem to know this. So they tend to spend a lot of time together. And we as humans are flock animals too, are we not? We like to be together. We like to gather in groups. And there is this innate drive to surround ourselves with like-minded people, whether it's in sport or whether it's in politics or at a school or at work. We tend to flock together. Birds of a feather flock together, as the old saying goes. Congregations, too, of course, are sometimes called flocks. We are a community that recognizes there are good reasons to be together. But what is unique about congregations is that we are not all necessarily birds of a feather. I mean, we are all together. We all live in this community. But beyond that, we have a number of differences. We are of different ages. Perhaps we grew up in different parts of the country. We have different tastes in music. We support different sports teams. We have differing political views, and so on and on. So we're not exactly birds of a feather, except that we are all followers of Jesus. We are all that flock. And so here we are, meeting together, flocking together as best we can. And when you spend any time studying Scripture, it's very obvious that God's plan, God's ideal for us is to be together, to come together in a community of faith. You might remember the first thing Jesus did when he began his public ministry was to call a group together, to call a group of disciples. And the early church, after Jesus was crucified and rose again, they spent a lot of time together. In the book of Acts, we learn what life was like for those early Christians. And in chapter 2, we find these words: day by day, they spent much time together in the temple, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And so Christians are supposed to spend time together. We are not intended to be lone rangers. That's why Jesus created the church. And that's one of its primary purposes, so that we can come together and be safe in the community of faith. And we can join together in seeking guidance and seeking to learn from our good shepherd, especially in times like these. And that brings me just quickly to the second aspect of the sheep. The other thing is good hearing. Apparently, sheep are very good at hearing, and especially at hearing the voice of their shepherd. A practice typical in Jesus' time was for shepherds to get together with other shepherds and their sheep during the day. And a bunch of shepherds all together with lots and lots of sheep, usually at some watering hole. It was noisy, you can imagine. It was noisy and chaotic, to say the least. But at the end of the day, the shepherds would call out their sheep, and the sheep would follow their own shepherd to a safe place to sleep. And in the midst of all that chaos, all those competing voices and sounds, the sheep apparently could hear their shepherd's voice and follow their shepherd. And of course, that's what we're supposed to do, isn't it? Listen to our shepherd, our good shepherd, and follow his voice. And there are plenty of competing voices these days, all clamoring for our attention. Voices from our television, from our laptops, from our phones, tablets, and so on. But you know, there's only one voice that really, truly matters for our soul. And that is the voice of the shepherd, the voice of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Sheep are good at listening to the voice of their shepherd, and we need to be also, perhaps now more than ever. And so there we are. Jesus is our shepherd, the good shepherd, the one our world needs right now. We are his sheep, the sheep of his pasture. flocking together, listening for his voice, following him. And perhaps this idea of the shepherd, Jesus as our good shepherd, is not so out of date after all. Perhaps we need this rather out of date image to remind us that what we need is not found in technology or in progress or in politics or any of the things we are tempted to believe in and follow. Our world has not outgrown the need for a shepherd, as it always has been. It's a world in need of a good and a faithful shepherd. And so today, Good Shepherd Sunday, we pause to remember that. We are blessed to have a shepherd who is good, loving, faithful, promises to lead us all the days of our life through the trials and tribulations, whatever the world throws at us. May we continue to meet to flock faithfully. May we faithfully listen for his voice and then follow him. The Lord is our shepherd. Let us be his sheep. Amen.
Let us stand to confess our faith. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
Father the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who the God and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, the acknowledgement of baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing now the hymn during which the offering will be taken. Hymn number 438. O Thou who at Thy Eucharist did pray.
service into your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, Lord God, you call us to follow you, and you care for us at each step of our journey, even when the going is tough. So we bring our prayers before you now, knowing that your love for us is more than we can possibly imagine. We remember today all church leaders in our local community and throughout this land. We pray for David, our bishop, for all priests and curates. May they be good shepherds of their flock and bring people closer to God and to each other. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember the governments around the world, and especially those that are torn apart by conflicting ideals and a lack of care for human rights. May they respect the dignity, the values, and the needs of the people they are called to serve. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember our farmers whose land and livelihood has been threatened by bad weather, in other parts of the world by floods, drought, or lack of resources. May they have the courage to continue their vital work on our behalf, and may they be supported when times are difficult. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember young people preparing for examinations over the next few weeks. May they have the insight and perseverance that they will need in the days to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we remember all those involved in the caring professions and the emergency services. May they be blessed for their generous dedication and compassion which they show to the people for whom they care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we remember our families, including our own families, and especially families who are struggling at this time. May they find solutions to their difficulties, and may they grow in love for one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
So, Lord God, be with us, stay with us, and bring us safely home to you. Amen. We sum up our prayers as we join in the prayer our Savior himself taught us, as we say together, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We say together the prayer of humble access on page 207. We do not presume
to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his most loving, and our souls washed with his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Let us stand for the peace. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. The Lord is here.
The Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
been sacrificed for us, therefore let us celebrate the feast. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turn away from you, you never cease to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man, suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood, the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
all honor and glory are yours.
Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Thank you.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, you gave your Son Jesus Christ to be the Good Shepherd, and in his love for us, to lay down his life and to rise again. Keep us always under his protection, and give us grace to follow in his steps, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us say together the thanksgiving. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we offer your souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory.
Amen.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. There are no special announcements this week, except to remind you that the services next Sunday are, as usual, 10 a.m. at morning prayer here in Alder Hills, and 12 noon morning prayer in Barrow Hamlet. Forgive any little mistakes, we all do these things slightly differently in each place, but I've enjoyed being with you this morning. So shall we conclude now with the closing hymn? Recessional hymn is 277. Love's redeeming work is done.
This week to your faith.